The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it is time to talk to our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer. Phil joining us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The Bay Area Council and other civic groups are asking Governor Newsom to deploy the CHP to BART to improve safety on the transit system. Phil, what's behind this?
Well, the feeling by some of the Bay Area leaders, like the Bay Area Council, that BART is still suffering from two things. One is the perception that it's not safe, and two, or continued slump in ridership. And they want to get workers back, and they want to get them back into the city. And what they're saying is that polling has found that, for example, 60% of riders say that they want a clean and safe system, and 73% say that they feel more comfortable when there's a uniformed officer, not an ambassador, somewhere around the station or on the train. And so they want to see more cops. And they're asking for the CHP to come in and sort of provide that service. It's in the wake of a couple of violent crimes. Overall, crime has gone down on BART, but so has ridership. So while there's less crime, it's a lot more visible.
So, Phil, the CHP is already in San Francisco and Oakland helping to patrol the streets to make that safer. I mean, are there, even if the governor grants it, are there that many CHP officers to go around?
Yeah, and it's not just here. They're down in Southern California, too, lending a helping hand. But, you know, I think the key word in the CHP is that middle word, which is California Highway Patrol, not California Transit Patrol or California Train Patrol. What they do in San Francisco and in Oakland is basically do what they do on the statewide. They do traffic enforcement and law enforcement on the roadways. This would be asking them to hop on trains and stations. And I got to make clear, BART isn't asking for this. And I think the vibe I'm getting from BART in reaction to the civic leaders pushing this open letter is that, gee, thanks. I mean, this is doing nobody any favors right now, except for drawing attention to a question about safety on BART. So I don't know if the governor is going to do it. I don't know if BART's going to hasn't asked for it. Then BART would actually have to do the asking on for something like this to happen. But it's not unprecedented. And if people think that we're just something, an outlier, remember that the New York City subway has National Guard people on it now to protect people. And if you're in Europe, it's not uncommon at all to see fully armed police and even army people at transit stations and on trains. So welcome to the modern world. Whether or not the CHP is going to be going on BART remains to be seen. But I got a feeling that the governor's going to keep them on the highways. And we're going to keep having a tug of war going about how to make BART safer, to get more riders back in and get the city of San Francisco and other downtowns revitalized again.
But Phil, BART has said the system is safer, right? They've released statistics
that show that
crime on the trains is down.
But you know, Patty, I'm going to tell you, and they think you know this because you've been in the business and you've been on BART. It's the perception. It's how people feel. I'm on BART these days. And, you know, the trains are a lot easier to get on. There's a lot fewer people. But all it takes is one half-whacked person staggering around, and you don't know what they're going to do, and everybody is nervous. So, yes, I don't care what crime rates are, as long as you're not feeling comfortable, that's the temperature people have to watch.
That's KCBS Insider Phil Mateer.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.